to most of us, that's simply the sound of a crying baby. But to that baby's parents, it also means, I'm hungry, or I'm sleepy, or please get out of bed and change my diaper now. Well, the makers of a new iPhone application claim that it, too, can interpret the subtle differences in a baby's cries. It's called the Cry Translator. It sells for $9.99. That's fairly expensive, as apps go. And the baby we just heard belongs to one of our producers, Melissa Gray. She joins me now to put this Cry Translator to the test. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, I could have used this one about 6 months ago, I think.
Well, let's play that cry again. This is your son, Thomas. Melissa, it hurts just to hear that.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. That is Thomas, and the iPhone app is telling me hungry.
Mm-mm. No.
You say no.
Mm-mm. No, no. That is his where are you? I'm lonely. Get in here now cry.
Well, you were standing right there with a microphone.
I was the microphone was in there with him, and I was down the hall watching.
He said, what's this strange metallic object next to my crib? The iPhone app, which thinks Thomas is telling you he's hungry, is telling me to view suggestions for hungry. And there's a disclaimer. Not going to be responsible for the effectiveness of the consequences of using the fourth written advice to calm the baby. Here are the suggestions for you, Melissa, mom, okay, from the Cry Translator. Offer infant a bottle or try breastfeeding. You can offer the baby age-appropriate baby food if recommended by a pediatrician or family doctor. Useful information if your child is hungry.
I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, that's why you need a $9.99 iPhone app. Well, let's try another cry. I guess Thomas has a range of cries. We're going to hear another one. And let's see if the iPhone app does any better this time. Now, Melissa, Thomas clearly has a lot he's trying to tell you there. If I had to guess, I think he's telling you, I'm bored. Play with me.
No, that is poopy diaper. Get in here.
He doesn't seem to be that upset about it.
No, he is upset. That's his angry. You can hear a combination. When he gets frustrated, he does a lot of snorting, kind of like a little piglet. And he's angry because the diaper's full and I haven't changed him.
Well,
and I'm standing here with a microphone.
You want to know what the cry translator is?
Yes, I'm very curious.
They think Thomas is sleepy.
Oh, so no.
All wrong. The cry translator is 0-2.
Imagine if you were trying to raise your kid based on the application.
Let's
here.
Hope you have some other instincts that kick into gear. Melissa, thanks for testing this out with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's our producer, Melissa Gray, and her son, Thomas, demonstrating his various cries. If you want to know more about the Cry Translator app, we have blogged about it at npr.org/alttech. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.